Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I didn't have my microphone up, but I should have because there was a lot of singing along to that wonderful song. And that means that we have our friends from St. Philip's Lutheran Church in Hastings, and we want to welcome Margaret Goderstead and David Weiser. They are here to tell us about some fun things going on in the church, but also a great event that we cannot wait for that's coming up on Saturday, November 20th. Welcome to both of you. How have you been?
Thank you.
Doing fine.
Good.
Thanks.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here together. Margaret, I just want to say publicly to you, I'm really sorry about your husband, Bert.
Yes.
And he's been gone now for how long?
Since April 26th of 2020.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Support of wonderful friends and family. So I never feel alone.
Oh, yeah. Margaret, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The thing I always remember about the two of you is when I saw one of you, I saw the other.
Oh. You kind of traveled in
pairs like on Noah's Ark.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, you were married for how long?
62 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful life. And here you are. You keep moving forward. And
You do.
You have to, right?
You keep going.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And now you have your friend David to help you just keep going. And yes. And I'm sure, David, that is no easy task to stay a step ahead of this one.
Well, I have to run just to kind of stay beside her because
I know all about
she's always moving faster than I am.
I know all about that. Yes. I definitely believe you. So help me now. Let's go back to this. It's called this year the Bake and Soup Sale, but sometimes it's called a bake sale and a soup lunch, but not this year. So
let's talk
a little bit about this event on Saturday, November 20th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for the safety of everyone, we are making the soup to be strictly takeout. And that is a good thing. It's going to sell for $8 a quart.
Oh, that's a great price.
It's a good price.
Very good. And David will, in a minute, explain about what the soups are. But I just also want to mention that the baked goods will be sold, as always, but tables will be spread far apart. Shoppers and salespeople alike will be masked, and we ask that that happens. So, David, tell about the soup.
Well, given the last 20 months, things have changed, and we've adapted. Instead of three soups, we're going to have two. We'll have our regular hamburger vegetable soup, so it's, you know, ground beef and all kinds of vegetables, lots of really good seasoning. It's always a really popular. Then a few years ago, we added a turkey wild rice soup.
Oh, that sounds yummy, too.
It is just, I mean, if you remember the old Dayton's vegetable, the marketplace soup, it's kind of like that. It's very good, very popular. And that one is gluten-free. The hamburger has pearl barley, so that's not gluten-free, but the turkey wild rice is gluten-free, so anybody who's interested in that, we have that opportunity for you. We're doing our best guess in terms of how much to make. We're going to see if we can make sure that we...
How do you know how much to make? That's got to be hard.
Well, it is hard. I mean, in the past, we've made, you know, and we have the big industrial roasters that we use, and in the past, we've made four roasters of some soups and three of others, but this year we're going to cut it back a little bit just because we're trying to limit the amount of time that we need to spend in the kitchen, but also how many people are going to show up. So if you want it, you need to get there early.
Do we need to bring our own containers?
We have containers.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
they will be self-sealed. They will have instructions. They will have a plastic wrap and a sleeve.
Oh, gosh.
So we're all good.
Oh, wow. You're really going to take care of us ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So again, the St. Philip's Lutheran Church Bake and Soup Sale will be Saturday, November 20th. You said to come early. How early should we come? When is the event?
We will open at 9 and run till 12:30.
Okay.
We expect to have lefse, but again, we're not doing lefse at the church, so people are making lefse at home and bringing it. People are making baked goods at home and bringing it. If you're there at 9 o'clock, you'll have a good selection.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there later, you know, we always, everybody always runs out of something, but we'll have a nice selection of all kinds of all kinds of product.
Yeah.
Well, how wonderful, because as you both know, very sad, Emily's is closing. So
yes,
we need our fix of fresh baked goods, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So this event has been going on for how long?
This is our 18th year.
18th year.
Think of that. Right. Yes.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
It is.
And people have learned to count on the quality of our product. You know, when people bring it in from home, and they have taken great care to do a really nice job. In the past few years, we've added some pickles and some other items instead of just cakes and pies. So we have a nice selection of. We'll also have some fresh produce from some gardens. So some squash and some garlic,
mm-hmm,
possibly, and we'll see who brings what, mm-hmm, in. So that's going to be available as well.
Yeah, and jams, David.
Jams.
And Geneva make the most wonderful pickles and jams. Just great.
Wow. So this is really expanding. When you say a bake sale, there's a lot of fresh goods that we can...
Yeah.
Correct.
And we can cash and carry, take it home, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
What's so fun about this. So we can pick up our baked goods or our soup. Do you think there'll be any breads that I could have with my soup?
Oh, yes.
Well, I know that we will be making some bread, and I assume some other families will make,
yes,
at least a few loaves. I do want to say, when you say cash and carry, we don't take plastic.
Okay, so this is good to know.
It's good,
yeah,
to know. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't yet got the square or a card, yeah, reader, so it's going to be a check or cash.
Yeah.
Perfect. So the event is going to be on Saturday, November 20th from 9 a.m. until about 12:30 p.m. at St. Philip's Lutheran Church, and that is at the intersection of, mm-hmm, Pleasant and, mm-hmm, 15th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be opening your doors right at 9. Do you think you'll have,
yes,
a line like they do at Emily's Bakery? Probably.
We hope there's a
probably
line.
Will. We probably will.
We hope so. Yes.
So what else has been going on at the church?
Well, we have had in-house services with the wearing of masks, of course. It also is recorded so that we can see it on YouTube or Facebook.
And Facebook,
mm-hmm,
right?
You know, that's been one of, I think, the blessings that have come out of COVID, is that churches and different businesses also have learned of new ways to reaching people.
Yes.
And that's a blessing if, you know, the weather's bad or something,
mm-hmm,
you can watch your
it
services
is
on TV,
mm-hmm,
and,
yeah,
you know, from the safety of your home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Yeah, it
we,
is.
We have church members who say, well, my aunt in California likes to tune in and watch our service, or my cousin in Nevada or South Carolina, they watch it.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah.
And how many services do you have a weekend? So what would we be able to watch on TV or attend in person?
It's one service.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is at 9:30 on Sundays.
Right.
On Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What else has been going on at the church? You have such a beautiful space. Your worship space is so lovely. Are you going to have any Christmas concerts coming up, do you know, or anything like that?
Well, on December 19th, we're going to have our youth musical Christmas concert. We're planning that already. They're rehearsing for that. I will say that in terms of what else has been happening, since we couldn't do it in 2020, this year we had our garage sale back.
Yeah.
In August. It was, again, scaled down, but marvelous, marvelous, marvelous participation, both by members of the congregation, volunteers, and people coming from four or five counties away. So we've been busy. We think that's a real ministry, that there are people who really, really count on us to be able to supply high quality material in a garage sale price setting,
yeah,
and drive here, and they come and they walk away with wonderful, wonderful material. It's
that
good.
Is
the,
yeah,
garage
that,
sale and plant sale. It's,
oh yeah,
wonderful.
The plant sale piece started how? Do you remember the history of that?
Well, that started quite a number of years ago when we have a prayer garden at the church, and we needed some funds, so that started as part of that, fundraising for the prayer garden for upkeep and replacing some of the things that had died. As the person who was running that, Sherry Akins, just decided she was going to spend a little more time stepping away, my wife and I decided we were going to step in and start to do more of that. And so that has grown for the past, what, Margaret, 8 or 9 years?
Oh, at least.
At least, yes. Where mm-hmm. it's really an integral part of the sale. And an
Definitely.
And again, people drive from...
They do.
Decades of miles, you know,
yes.
tens, twenties, 30 miles away for the plants and the garage sale material.
Yeah. And those plants are just lush and beautiful.
Absolutely. And you have so many master gardeners as part of your church family.
We do, yes.
And
yes.
what's so beautiful is that they can help people that are coming to buy a plant
yes.
that might not really know what to buy. That's what I found so fascinating
yeah.
is that
mm-hmm.
you got free advice too. Oh, that's not going to work if you are only planting it in a shady area
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it's going to be too hot for that side of your
Tell us about where
house.
You want to put it and we can help you find
That's
we
it.
Can help you find a plant
yeah.
that'll
yes.
that'll work there.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
we don't want to sell you anything that's not going to work. I mean, it's,
no.
that's not our mission.
So that is fun, I suppose, to have some of these events
yes.
coming back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just have to add that David and Geneva are out there, even if it's pouring down rain, and they're just so dedicated to this.
Well, your yards look so nice at the church.
That's right.
I walk that quite a bit, that area, and just always looks so, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So let's talk about this sale again this weekend, the St. Philip's Lutheran Church.
Yes.
Bake and Soup Sale is going to be on Saturday, November 20th, starting at 9 a.m. and going till about 12:30 p.m. Soup
yeah.
is going to be $8 a quart, which that's a great price.
It's very good.
So yeah, how much will a quart feed? Is it four people, two hungry people?
Two hungry people. I mean, it. You know, it, again, you know, we're not providing sides with that this year.
No.
So you know, an accompaniment with a salad or a sandwich. It's easily a good for three or four people
at least.
You know,
yeah,
really nice
mm-hmm.
soup serving
mm-hmm.
size.
Oh, yum!
You
yeah.
know, and some people come and buy several quarts.
Oh yeah,
right.
and freeze it because
right.
it freezes well.
You know, soup
yeah.
does freeze pretty well, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yes,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you could take it and then pop it in your crock pot and go to work and then come home and have a nice hot meal.
Let, yeah. it, let it go and it's nice and warm.
Yummers,
yeah.
yummers. Boy, it's the perfect time of year to be talking about
oh,
soup.
Oh, sure.
When you step outside,
mm-hmm.
soup is good, isn't
soup
it?
Soup is good,
right.
yes.
Yeah.
So the bake sale and the soup sale is going to be on Saturday, November 20th from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. I can't believe it's your 18th year. Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it grown and changed over the years?
I think there have been additions. More people are involved. More men are involved, which is a great thing.
This started as a ministry of the WELCA, Women's Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, our chapter at St. Philip's.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of us started showing up and making lefse, and a couple of the men showed up, and we started making lefse, and a couple of the men showed up, and we started helping out, and more and more.
Yeah.
It's become a church-wide ministry of just, you know, everybody gets in, everybody helps. You know, we set up, we clean up, we take it down, we sell. It's
That's
good.
That's right. And speaking of participation, you might want to know where the proceeds go.
Margaret,
yes.
you need to be sitting where I'm sitting. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, well, I'm happy you know all about great minds.
Oh,
yeah.
Margaret, I wish I had your great mind.
Oh.
Margaret, where do the proceeds go
okay.
for this?
The proceeds do go to Bible storybooks for three-year-olds, for Bibles, for third graders, a scholarship to a high school girl in Tanzania, to Lutheran Social Service, and youth mission projects right at home. So a lot of people benefit.
Sure, sounds like that. And what are some of the good news stories that you have had as a benefit from this? Do any of you want to share some?
I know that some of these women who have been scholarship winners have been in communication with us and let us know how much they appreciate it.
And how impactful your gift was, I'm sure, to their life.
Yes, it maybe made a change in their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How beautiful. Yeah. So can we talk about LEFSA again? Because that's always something that people really, they go nuts for.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that, again, is that a traditional holiday food?
I think more common during the holidays than other times of the year. There are people who make it year-long, but generally, you know, starting in November is when people really start to get the griddles out and start making it.
And it's a process, isn't it?
It is. Time-consuming.
Is that why the people want to buy it instead of make it themselves?
Yeah. It basically involves two main ingredients. It's mostly flour and potatoes, and then, you know, some details. But, you know, getting the mix right, you talk to any of the old grandmas, aunts, and uncles, or anybody who made it, they always say, well, you mix it till it feels right.
It's a recipe like that, huh?
There's a recipe like that. Now, we have some good, reliable recipes. And we count on them, and we make them, and they're always good. But it is, starting with doing the potatoes and then ricing them, letting them cool, mixing in the flour and the butter and the cream and all the rest of that, rolling them out.
And the rolling is really
time-consuming.
Yeah.
And it takes up a lot of space.
It has to be just right.
It does.
You know, the right thickness.
Right.
You can't let it tear.
Margaret, are you allowed in the kitchen during this, or is this something that David does by himself?
I probably won't be in the kitchen this year, but I have been in the past.
Margaret has been dicing vegetables for years for helping make the soup. Helping make the soup.
Yeah. You know what? It takes a village, doesn't it? Everyone has their own role to make this event so successful. Yeah. I love that the proceeds are going to such wonderful causes, and I also love how this is really something that has involved your whole church and just really morphed into something that the whole community looks forward to.
I guess.
So thank you again. And again, the St. Philip's Lutheran Church Bake and Soup Sale will be Saturday, November 20th from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Come early for best selection, and you can take it home with you, either cash or check. Anything else you want to tell us?
We're singing hymns in church, but we don't have a choir. We're not doing choir. We're starting a children's choir back up. Our bell choir is playing, and we'll be playing at least one Sunday between now and Christmas. But on Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock, our bell choir will be part of our worship service at that time. So if you're looking for a church home on Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock, come visit us. We have another service at 5 on that evening as well.
How beautiful. Thank you, David. Yes. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And I have just one thing that we can certainly thank Thrivent, because they have given us a grant of $250 for buying supplies for the soup. Thanks to them.
That goes a far ways, yes.
That's a long trip for the supplies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice. Yeah. Thank you so much, David Weiser and Margaret Goderstead. And we're so happy that you both stopped in today. I appreciate
it
so much. We know it's going to be a wonderful event, and we hope people come out in droves for you. Should we go out to that beautiful song again?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for listening to AM 1460, KDWA 97.7 in Hastings.